Thank you, oh, another new week, oh God. Father, how you've quickened us this morning. Oh, to run to no other place but to your house, oh God. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, looking at the week that has just passed, Lord. Oh, how, Lord, your grace, your mercies, your protection.
Hallelujah.
Oh, above all, your loving kindness have seen your children through all the activities, Lord. Father, we say, blessed be thy name, Lord. And this morning, oh God, a new week, here we are, Lord, once again in your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, yes, You called us and we've responded, O God. And as we've come, Lord, we know that there are things that, Lord Jesus, that you have stored for us, O God. And so we humble ourselves, Lord, and surrender all to you this moment, O God. And Lord, you have, O Lord Jesus, preeminence over everything that, Lord, we would do in this house this morning. Father, we want to commit now our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, here and our children above. Father, we pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord, would take the word once again and prepare us, O Lord, for what you have for us, O God, for today, O God. So, Lord Jesus, bless your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you for coming. Amen. Yes. Another week. Yeah, last week we were on a doctrinal subject, the revelation of the supreme deity of Jesus Christ, or the Godhead. And we know it was a doctrine that was held by the apostles. Praise the Lord. The apostolic fathers. They held these truth. Amen. But we all know how perversion by the Nicolaitan spirit coming in into the church in the later years of the first church age, Ephesus, and falsified this truth. But we thank the Lord. He gave us a promise that in these last days, he will send us a prophet to bring us back to that apostolic teachings once again. Amen. So we are thankful. Last week, we read some scriptures from the book of Isaiah and the book of Deuteronomy. We laid it as a kind of foundation or a reference so that as we go along, if anything comes up that tries to show something like a trinity or whatever be it, we can look back at that reference, that foundation. Amen. So this morning, we shall read just a portion of what we read last week from Isaiah 45. Let's read only the 21 and the 22nd verses. And then we will look at 1 Timothy 3:16 also. So Isaiah 45:21. He said, tell ye, God commanding or giving an order to his prophet, go and tell them. Amen. Amen. Go and tell them. So tell ye and bring them near. Yea. Let them take counsel together who had declared this from ancient time. Who had declared this from ancient time? Who had told it from that time? Who? Have not I the Lord? There is no God else beside me. Amen. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Amen. So why do you make me two or three? 22, say, look unto me and be ye saved on this matter. Praise the Lord. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. Amen. So if you read the verse 23, he stamped it. He said, these words had what? Gone out of my mouth. In what? In righteousness. Praise the Lord. Then 1 Timothy 3:16. Spoke to Paul also. Apostle Paul, go and tell them. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word of God. Lord, as we sit at your feet, Lord, we want to hear this once again, this revelation about who you are. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. In the message book of Philadelphia Church Age, the prophet said, oneness of the Godhead is all the way from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Amen. That means he is the word, the same Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. He said, but the people have been blinded by an unscriptural dogma of a Trinity. And that dogma is so universally accepted that to try to see a one God person is all but what? Impossible. Mm-hmm. If people can't see the truth of the Godhead but fight it, they can't ever see the rest of the truth. Oh, praise the Lord. If you miss this one, the rest of the truth, you will what? You will never get it right. Like what? The baptism of what? In the name of Jesus Christ, you will miss it. If you miss this truth, the prophet is saying they can't ever see. You see, but they fight it, they can't ever see the rest of the truth. Praise the Lord. Because the whole Bible is all about it. Praise God. So if you miss it, the rest of the truth in this world, you will miss them. That's why they are missing the baptism also. He said the revelation of Jesus Christ in his church, they will miss something like the revelation of Jesus Christ in his church and his works in the midst of the church for the seven ages. Amen. So we are going to look at some of the scriptures that had created a lot of controversy. But you see, already we read that there's no controversy with the word of God. You see, created a lot of that three personalities or two or whatever. So we will start at the book of, because the prophet said it's from Genesis to Revelation. So we start from Genesis. And the first thing they take as a... we look at it in Genesis 1:26. Said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen. So, let us. That's the claim that God was speaking to one of the personalities. Praise the Lord. Let us. And then in Genesis 11:7. You remember that of the time of the Tower of Babel. There also, he said, go to, let us go down, and there confound their language. So here also the same, let us. So how are you going to explain this, let us make man, let us go down? Because you cannot... say that God was not speaking to someone. Praise the Lord. You cannot say that. And we don't need to explain anything, because God himself provides answers to his own mystery. Praise the Lord. It's not what you say. Praise God. And so every mystery, the answer is still here. The answer is still here. Praise the Lord. And so, let's look at to get the answer, let's look at another one in Isaiah 6:8. All about the prophet Isaiah. You all know the story already. When the prophet, let's look at verse 8, okay. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? You see, who will go for us? God and who? Amen. So now, we will get the answer even from the book of Isaiah here. Let's look at Isaiah 6. Because of time, we may not be able to read the whole as 1 to 9. But let's look at up to verse 3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. Praise the Lord. High and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Are you getting it? Praise the Lord. Isaiah saw something. The Lord sitting upon a throne. He didn't see three people or two people seated. Verse 2, and above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. We will read the verse 3 because it's going to what? Prove something to us. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. So that was what Isaiah saw. He saw the Lord seated upon his throne. And who were by the throne also? The seraphims. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's go on. The prophet Micaiah also saw something. Let's read from 2 Chronicles 18:18. Again, he said, therefore, hear the words of the Lord. Hear the words of what? The Lord. Amen. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Praise the Lord. The Lord. That's one God. I am one God. No, there's no other God beside me. The host of heaven, the angels, praise the Lord, on the right and on the left. Amen. And so, my brother, my sister, how can you reconcile these two scriptures? With the Father, Son, Holy Ghost seated upon the throne. Amen. Then come into the New Testament. Apostle John. Revelation 4. Give us Revelation 4, 2. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. One sat on the throne. Someone, only one, sat on the throne. Did John see two, three? One. Praise the Lord. And now, look at verse 8. Go to verse 8. The same thing Isaiah saw. And the four beasts had each of them six wings. Is it not the same thing Isaiah saw? Isaiah said, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had what? Six wings. Praise the Lord. And here John saw the same thing. Praise the Lord. Six wings. Okay, let's go on. About him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. The same cry. Praise the Lord. So it's the same thing that Isaiah also saw. So God says, unto thee it was shown. As Isaiah 45, Deuteronomy 4:35. He said, unto thee it was shown, and unto us it has been shown also, that thou mightest know. Deuteronomy 4:35. That thou mightest know the Lord, his God. There is none else beside him. Praise God. So, that's the foundation that we are standing on about any kind of teachings that speaks about three gods. Amen. And Lord willing, next week, we are going to look at the Father and Son. Praise the Lord. Many times, Jesus himself has been calling the Father, the Father, the Father. Praise the Lord. You see, it got even the disciples confused. Because Jews, they know that there is only one God. And as long as Jesus Christ, they've seen him as what? As the Son of God. They understand what the Son of God means. As God himself in person. That's why when that revelation came to Peter, see, when Jesus was asking, who do people say I am? See, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. They know. So, Jesus, I would tell the Father, and if I was this, Father, these disciples themselves got confused. Amen. So they had to put him down and say, look, today, show us the Father. Praise the Lord. Show us, because it behooves us to know this Father you've been talking about. Praise the Lord. So Lord willing, next week we will go on that. So now let's look at some scriptures here. Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 6. It said, there is one body. Amen. There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Praise the Lord. One Lord, verse 5. One faith. One baptism. So how do we have so many different way of baptizing people? So many different ways as there are so many different what beliefs and churches. But there is only one baptism. Why don't we look for that one baptism? And that one baptism, you cannot find it anywhere. It's still in the book. What was given unto the apostolic fathers? Amen. Yes. You see the mystery. When Jesus told them that, Go preach the word to all creatures in the every corner of the world, baptizing them in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's, you see. But the thing is, these are all mysteries. And as last week we read from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7 to 11, he said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Praise the Lord. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Amen. Unto our glory. These things are hid. Jesus, but why you were speaking to the people in parables? He said, yes. It is not unto them, but for you, it is for you to know what? These mysteries, praise the Lord. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. And as it is written, eyes had not seen, nor ears heard, neither had entered into the hearts of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Amen. All this revelation had been prepared for us. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for opening our eyes. Amen. Our understanding to accept this divine truth. Praise God. And my brother, my sister, look, God, there are dispensations, but yet you are the one God knew that in this dispensation, when I reveal my word, you will be the people that will be able to what? Catch the revelation. Praise the Lord. To run the last race. My brother, my sister, we all know. Most of the time, relay races, the one who runs really fastest of all, he takes what, the last baton. So if there's a handicap at all, he'll be able to what? Overcome that handicap and breast the tip to become what? The first. Praise the Lord. So we, brother, see, we are not... We are really some jewels, you see, special stones in the hands of God. Amen. See, to carry this truth, the last of the ages. We thank the Lord. Amen. Verse 10, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. See, the Holy Spirit. Deep things. For what man knoweth, that is the things of man. Man all know what is man, what man has, you see. The spirit in him, that's all what can, it cannot go beyond that. See. Even the things of God knoweth no man, but what? The Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So let us quickly just read this. Laodicea's church age. He said, I want you to watch this carefully now and see something really sweet and beautiful. I said, in this end time revelation, this is his end time revelation of himself. Amen. Here is Jehovah of the Old Testament, the God of Amen. And here is Jesus, the New Testament, the God of Amen. Praise the Lord. It means that what he started out with in the Genesis, he will finish the in Revelation. He has with. It means that what he started out with in Genesis, he will finish in Revelation. He has to, for he is the Amen. He is the God of Amen. So let it be. Amen. Amen. The seal of God. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that grace, oh Lord, picked us even before the foundation of the world. For us, oh God, to be conformed to the image of your dear Son. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you. And Father, even as we have come to begin the week right from your presence, Lord, we humble ourselves and as we commit, Lord Jesus, the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. And Father, even as we worship and praise you, Lord, this morning, may it reach you, O God, and create an atmosphere for us that your word, O God, today, that you have for us, committing, Lord, your servant waiting right now before you, God, knowing the needs of your people, Lord, make him your mouthpiece this morning and speak to our hearts, O God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. And may God richly bless you.